Hey everybody, it's Angel. So recently I've read a lot, both in the comments and the threads here, and in my personal messages about personal insecurities, about whether or not people should post their audio or their script. The biggest concern that I've seen is that they're concerned that just no one's gonna like it, no one's gonna listen to it, no one's gonna read it, no one's gonna perform their script. And I'm here to tell you all that all creative people feel that way. We all feel that way. I mean, unless you're like Kanye West, I mean, you're gonna feel like, I just made this, I think it's good, but what if no one else does? We all have those moments of dread and worry, and what if it's gonna be really embarrassing? And there is this really brilliant scholar who has written some really fantastic books and has done some great TED Talks about vulnerability and courage. Her name's Brené Brown. If you ever need just a boost of positivity? Yeah, just that boost of courage. I totally recommend looking her up, watching her TED Talk. Just reading some of her quotes. I mean, everything. I adore her. There are two quotes I want to share with you. Anyone who's just, you know, kind of just feeling insecure about what you're going to do or what you want to do, whether it's recording or writing a script or just sharing it. The first one is, don't try to win over the haters. You are not a jackass whisperer. And that's true. There's so many amazing people out in the world. And yeah, the jerks, they speak louder. Their negativity lasts with us longer for whatever horrible reason, when goodness and kindness seem to kind of just fall at the wayside for us. So we could get like 20 really positive, really happy, really nice comments for what we did, what we shared. One bad person just ruins it all. Isn't that terrible? So you don't want to let that happen. You don't want to worry about the bad people because they don't like you. They've already made up their mind. There's tons of people that are going to like you. The second quote by Brené Brown is, vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. And that's a big part of why we feel so vulnerable. So that dread, that embarrassment, that worry that no one's gonna like us is because we put so much of ourselves into something we created. Especially in the erotic world, we are sharing deep fantasies that most people don't tell anyone about, or maybe just one person. Where here we are sharing it with the whole community of people on the internet for the whole world, anyone who wants to click on it to hear. Yeah, that's a little scary from time to time. That's nerve-wracking, but it shouldn't be. Not that it shouldn't be, but it shouldn't stop you, is what I'm trying to say. It shouldn't stop you from doing something you really want to do. So if you're one of those people who wants so badly to share a script, to record an audio, I want to tell you right now, there's only one way to find out if it's for you. Make that something that you really want to make. Make it so you're happy with it, you're proud of it, and just hit submit. What's the worst that can happen? People downvote it. That's just a little arrow. And in GWA, that really doesn't mean a whole lot. I mean, yeah, it might like hit our ego a little bit, but so what? Someone hit the downvote. I hit it accidentally all the time when I'm on the front page of Reddit, by the way. I notice, I'm like, why is that blue? I don't mean to. I always fix it if I notice it, though. But the other thing is, people could upvote it. People could love it. People could want to save it so they can listen to it again and again later on because they like it so much. And then the other thing, someone could comment on it. Someone could be really positive and really happy and really thankful, and that can be exactly what they were looking for. Have you ever had those days where you're like, I am horny? I need to get off. I don't know what I need, but I need to find it. And you search and you search and you search. You're like, I have this whole internet right here Why can I not find the one thing that's going to strike that chord that's going to get me off? You could have that idea in your head right now that can help so many people find relief, find release, find that stress relief moment that they need to escape from their day and to have a little bit of enjoyment from whatever stresses they have going on in their life. You could have that inside of you right now. So if I can help you just cross that threshold, if you're so close but you're still just got that little bit of insecurity or just not totally 100% sure, just do it. Rip the band-aid off quick and just do it. But like I was saying, either way, someone is going to listen. Someone is going to read your script. Someone's going to listen to your audio if you put it out there. Just my biggest advice is don't have expectations. If you post something, you can't post it and hope you get 50 comments, 75 private messages, and 4,000 listens. You can't think that way. I mean, it's totally possible, but things are completely out of your control. You can't control that. I mean, you can hope that a lot of people like it, that you become really popular. You can hope, but that's not in your control if people like it or not. What you can control is, did you record something you were really happy with? Did you put time and effort into it? Did you take time to see what other people are doing? What the people who do get all of those comments, all of that popularity, all of those listens, what are they doing that you think is adding to their popularity? You know, what do you like that they do? What don't you like that they do? What are some of your favorite posters? What do you wish they did that there's just one or two things that you're like, they're amazing, but I wish they would do this. Do those things. Did you enjoy what you created? Did you enjoy the creative experience of it all? Did you enjoy writing that script and coming up with those ideas and those characters? Did you enjoy recording yourself, whether you were just getting off, whether you were talking, whether you were sharing a fantasy or a past sexual experience that you just want to really relive? Did you enjoy it? Because those are the things you can control. And those are the things that make this enjoyable for me. So if you did everything that you can control and you really enjoyed it, then good job. As long as you had fun and whatever you created turned you on, that's all you can do. Be proud of yourself that you did something. You have a fun hobby. After you post something, you might be really excited to make more. Or you can just mark it off the list as you're like, I did this, this wasn't for me, and I'm done. So that's kind of all you have to, I mean, I know some people have this concern that they're going to get found out or someone close to them is going to hear their voice and recognize them or find out they're on this site. I have been doing this for a long time. I'm fairly popular. And I've never had that concern. I've never worried about that. I've had professional jobs, where, I mean, that could backfire on me. That was never a concern. I'm always very careful. Being anonymous is really important to me. And, but also having this outlet is really important and valuable to me. So, it is so worth it for me right now. And I really do enjoy it. So I just really want to give you support and just know that, you know, there's luck. There's some luck into this. There's luck that the right people hear your audio. You say the right things. You do the right things. You have the right ideas to get a whole bunch of people to listen. There's luck in that. Just like any other creative form, whether it's art, photography, stories, whatever it is. You know, that's not in our control. All we can do as creative people is make what we want to share, put it out there, and see what people think. It's a really fun experiment with the people in the community and making something, seeing if they listen. I really enjoy it. I really do. I have a lot of fun with it. I highly recommend anyone who's thinking about it to give it a try. Just give it a try if you really want to. And if it's for you, it's for you. If not, You totally have my support. And good luck. Good luck with everything. Any audio you make, any script you write, anything creative you do. Good luck with it. Enjoy it. And I hope that if you do, you make something you're really happy with. So, all right, everyone, that's all I had. I hope you enjoyed this and this made you feel excited to create something. So I'll talk to you all really soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.